Wide Crew. What is happening? You know what time it is. Woo! The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 rolling late tonight in prime time. You know what we do it. Latest in all the world of NASCAR. Three biggest divisions. Camping Corral Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, folks. And I am recording this at almost, well, actually, an hour and a half away from actual Father's Day, late Saturday night. Not yet, when this podcast comes out, it will be Father's Day, and I will be stupid enough to not say anything about that. First off, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, all the big-time NASCAR dads out there in the U.S., around the world who listen to this podcast. Hope you dads are having a tremendous weekend, including yours truly. It's been a busy weekend for me. This is why I'm recording very late in the evening, as I'm recording this on, of course, Saturday night. 10:38 Central Time, June 19th, 2021, and I'm literally recording this just after Milwaukee escapes Game 7. Epic, absolutely epic ball game and series with the Brooklyn Nets, in which the series ends in overtime and less scoring, everybody leaving it all on the deck. Kevin Durant, something else, another almost a 50-point game, another 48-point performance at home. Giannis, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, PJ Tucker, James Harden, just everybody included in that epic battle. Game 7, one game, closes it all. Milwaukee Bucks going to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'm literally recording this just after the epic ball game up in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the big three, obviously Kyrie Irving not able to play the rest of the series. Harden, not 100%. And you could see it at the end, basically really half of overtime pretty much. Durant shots, air ball, man, the heroics there, almost basically putting his team, he's been putting his team on his back throughout the series there. And, man, just gets you fired up for another Game 7, obviously. Again, this episode will come out tomorrow afternoon, just shy of the green flag of the Cup Series in Nashville, the Ally 400 on Father's Day. Boy, it's just so much to talk about. A lot of news happening in NASCAR, obviously. And this episode is going to be divided into two parts. It's because it's late. I just put my almost 1.5-year-old to bed. It's late, and I'm still fired up from watching that game. And then, of course, after Ally 400, we'll see what's in the plans, at least for me tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be watching the race or not. So, and I have concerns. I'm getting into that real quickly, and I just want to go over some of the news is what's happened already this weekend, and this is why I'm dividing it in two parts. And obviously, I'm going to come back Monday and do another kind of just recap it all. The racing stuff, obviously, Ryan Preece winning in the Truck Series. I call that an upset win with GGR equipment there taking away a possible playoff spot, obviously, but Ty Gilliland finishing second there. I can't remember finishing third up top of my head there. And then the Xfinity Series race. Boy, that was something there. Oh, it got hairy. It got hairy and exciting there. The last third of that race. That was something else. The battle between another epic battle in the Xfinity Series. Kyle Busch, Justin Allgaier went at it again there. And a few hours ago, Kyle Busch scoring win number 100, getting to the century mark, 100 career Xfinity Series wins for Rowdy Busch. Oh yeah, right. From the pictures I saw on Twitter today, Rowdy Nation was strong. And you know, guess I had on here last time on the 3Y podcast, y'all, Dalton Good Boy. He boy, he was fired up. That's for sure, though. I'm glad, obviously, I'm pumped for him. He's having a great time out there. We'll see if Kyle Busch can pull off another win there. But I have my concerns on Joe Gibbs Racing there. Again, I'll get to that here momentarily on the podcast here in part one of the Nashville recap here, obviously. So we got Ally 400 tomorrow. And when this podcast goes up, it'll be when you listen to y'all be getting ready for the green flag and that. So, but yeah, just so much. We'll see what I can cover here with the time allows me here late on this Saturday afternoon. Again, appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it. If you listen to podcasts, folks. So yeah, I already mentioned Ryan Preece and Kyle Busch winning 2 of 3 races so far. We still got the Cup Series left to go. Got some good racing this afternoon from the Xfinity Series there. The battle for the lead. I mean, it's not the first time we've seen Allgaier and Kyle Busch go at it. He went at it at Texas. Allgaier couldn't close the deal there and then. And he couldn't close the deal this afternoon either. It seemed to me like, I mean, looking at Cup practice today, coming home from running my own race today, which I did come podium finish, another top three finish for me. Eventually, this is not racing, this is racing with legs. eventually, I'm missing a little something, missing a little speed here and there, but eventually I am going to win one of these soon enough, and hopefully that's going to be in the cards soon enough, getting ready for another 5K July 4th weekend. That's Road America weekend. Then, of course, got two back-to-backs 5K races in August. So I'm definitely hoping to gain some speed between now and then, hopefully for sure. So, but yeah, I apologize to 3Wide crew for getting kind of sidetracked a little bit here. But yeah, but hey, basketball, NASCAR. Yeah, if you're the dad that loves sports, yeah, this is the typical sports weekend for the dads out there, for Father's Day weekend, typically. But you definitely want to, if your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever plans something, definitely take part in that for sure, especially if it's at the races. But yeah, definitely this is the weekend for you guys, that's for sure. Colleague Racing, I'm all the place and no different tonight. Colleague Racing, and I saw AJ Allmendinger's picture with obviously the boss Matt Colleague, with Chris Rice and Justin Haley. I was trying to think about what's AJ Allmendinger doing in that picture. Well, he's coming back full time Xfinity Series next year, so that made total sense. There, I thought he was going to return to the Cup Series full-time, but nope, he's going to be staying there in the Xfinity Series. Happy where he's at right now. I believe he finished top five. He might have lost a couple there. I got to go back and look. It's been one of those crazy afternoon and evenings here in the Little Apple in the MHK. Colleague Racing was Justin Haley. Will drive, will bump himself up the Cup. After the checkered flag falls in the Xfinity Series Championship, he's going to drive that thing full-time. We already knew, folks, we already knew that Colleague Racing was going to go full-time next year. That was announced 2 months ago, a month or 2 months ago, somewhere in there like that. And they made the big announcement there yesterday. Justin Haley slated to go full-time with Colleague Racing, and why not? He's been there a long time, obviously, you know, watching the birth of Colleague Racing, really, from the Xfinity Series. They have not even raced in Truck Series. It's all been the Xfinity Series, just watching them grow. And I've said this before on the 3Wide podcast at EG3. Having EG3 alum Blake Cook on the show, this was a while back when Colleague first started in NASCAR. Had him on the podcast then, and then they made the surprising. I was very surprised when they went to Justin Haley, like, who is this guy? But obviously, Haley's come to his own. He's one of the more underrated speedway racers in the business in the Xfinity series. And Avi and I would probably put him in the category of a very good road course racer as well. And he's been doing, obviously, remember, I think it was just, yes, it was. It was Justin Haley who, the 77 Spire Motorsports, made a decision to stay out at Daytona and got the win there. So he's already got a cup win in the books. Hey, got to take him where you can get him, right? One of the most hardest things you can do besides win Game 7, especially on the road, is win in the Cup Series. So, hey, y'all like how to tie that up, right? Y'all like how to tie that up. So that's one of the big news heading in from the coming from this weekend to so far. Justin Haley getting that ride or getting promoted, I should say, to the Cup Series. Back, well, he's already in the Cup Series. He's just going to go full-time with the team he's been with for a couple of years now. Colin Racing, huge. Allmendinger, and really, he's Allmendinger going full-time back to Xfinity next year, but he is going to be slated to run a couple more Cup races or so. They're going to be running two Cup cars. So, woo, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, they're the strong horse still, and yes, I mean, you're dealing with Junior Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, and Austin Cindric and Penske. But Colley Racing, they've proven time and time again, that they can run with the big dogs. And Matt Colley, he has that no fear business. They're all about winning trophies. And they're doing it here, going for more trophies in the Cup Series. So it's been really fun to watch this organization grow as they now are going to be diving in full-time Xfinity with Justin Haley in next season. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, coming off of Game 7 between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Milwaukee is the first team to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to be waiting their opponent for another Game 2, Volume 2, tomorrow night, where I'm going to have an interest in. Which is why I did not pay any attention to the Truck Series last night. And then I saw on my Twitter handle, Ryan Preece was tweeting there. Hawks had an opportunity to win that game last night. And they didn't make their open shots, obviously. And then didn't hit their free throws either, for that matter. So that, I mean, it's funny how it comes back around. If you can't execute, you can't make shots. It's funny to come that everything comes back around to you, and that's what it just did. And hopefully, what Milwaukee did. I mean, Atlanta, they got a couple experienced players that's played Game 7, but this is a young team, and I just don't know. I just don't know what we're going to get because Philly right now, they got a little momentum right now. That crowd's going to be jumping just like Brooklyn's tonight. But the thing is, though, Atlanta's won twice on the road. Won Game 1 up there and stole Game 5 up there also. So, you don't know how to, I just don't know which Atlanta team is going to show up. And you cannot poke the bear by falling more than 15 points. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. It's been a lot of fun seeing these epic comebacks and whatnot from the Hawks in this series. But Game 7, Phillies, they're going to be a lot energized. I'm just worried that you fall behind and it could be game lights out for the Hawks. But I'm just gonna have to see. It's a bonus because I don't want to really watch the inconsistent Braves right now. Even though they took two of the series so far with the Cardinals. They got to play a doubleheader tomorrow. When this podcast comes out again, it'll be today and a day-night doubleheader, so I don't really want to watch them because they've been really consistent, really frustrating to watch. So hopefully the Hawks have one more in them. They can pull off the upset on the road. It's going to be really tough to do that, and I don't know if they can, but hey, they've proven me wrong a couple of times in this series already. But the thing is, that's the funny thing, two wins on the road against the number one seeded 76ers. So, but we'll see what happens. That's for sure. And I'll be back Monday to record in the episode. And I might be recording two. So we'll see what happens there. I keep pushing one of my returning guests back because of the weird schedules. I had to push him back again because the wife's out of town again. So trying to make some. Hopefully, we can get that connected here this weekend, and might be doing a double-double this weekend with the Three Wide Podcast. But yet, the other news I want to get to real quick here. Like I said, I can talk all night, because with all the stuff that's happened already, Alex Bowman, that Hendrick force right now, that speed, that's the only thing that's kept on rolling that we know. Hendrick Motorsports winning practice, William Byron winning practice, Alex Bowman signing a 2-multi-year deal through 2023 to stay with Hendrick Motorsports. Obviously, Bowman has won twice this year. The last time it ran on concrete, it was this guy, Bowman, getting the job done. Then, so 2 wins in the bank already for Alex Bowman, and the other one, of course, going to go back to Richmond earlier this year. So Alex Bowman has gotten the groove, and is along with his Hendrick mates, and nothing's really changed and stayed the same. Everything stayed the same. Kyle Larson's fast off the truck. Byron fast off the truck. Bowman, he was up there. And remiss, I have not said defending champ Chase Elliott was up in the top 10. That has not changed whatsoever. But everybody else, you got to feel concerned with. Ganassi was up there earlier. Ross Chastain was up there. JTG. Ricky Stenhouse was up there too. But you got to prove it to me in the actual race that you got to speed. Some of these guys, you know, they pull a rabbit out of a hat in practice. But when it comes to race time, they don't show up. So you got to show me something that you can carry that speed. Obviously, Tyler Reddick was there. Austin Dillon was not. So that's a seesaw there. Reddick fast. He's still yet to kind of pull it together a little bit. Then Matt DiBenedetto, I think he was up there at one point or another. You got to still show me something. I think he's become a little overrated as well. Sorry to be blunt. Close to 11 o'clock at night, Central Time. Sorry to be really blunt, but you know, all the hype, you know, all seen about. I talked about DiBenedetto earlier. And I'm gonna get to this here. So with the bubble and all the other stuff. So they're gonna need a win. I mentioned Ganassi, Kurt Busch, Ross Chastain. They're showing some speed there. But the thing I'm gonna get to here is Joe Gibbs Racing. What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on with Joe Gibbs Racing? I listened to the NASCAR NBC podcast. Nate Ryan, Jeb Burton, Steve Letarte was on it. And of course, NBC taking over the rest of the way here, 10 to go. And of course, they'll have the run to the Championship 4 in Phoenix. But I think, I do not have the sheet in front of me. I think it was Denny Hamlin who was leading the JGR game. Either he or Kyle Busch, one of the two. Bell was deep in the lap, and Martin Truex Jr., 29th. I talked to one of my a couple of friends from the Truex group on Twitter, and a buddy of mine texted me earlier this afternoon, what in the world is going on? It's like, I don't know. I do know what's going on. And this is not even before. This has been going on before Nashville, really, particularly with the 19. I mean, in the past, you see him run. I've seen him run way better. Charlotte, Dover, couple of those tracks, and they're out to lunch. out to lunch for sure. You come off of Darlington kicking everybody's ass, and then the next couple of weeks you're way out of right field with not unloading right. I mean, this is what Henry is doing. They have all the speed right now, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because I think people want to say it's okay, they're struggling. But that's something to highlight now. Hendrick Motorsports is on another level right now. And Kyle, who's going to stop Kyle Larson? Yeah, it's going to be one of his teammates going to be doing that. Unless Joe Gibbs can pull a couple of rabbits out of the black hat between now and the green flag and step it up. Because, yeah, Martin's body language and his voice, that said it everything right there. That team's in trouble. I'm not happy about it. I'm a little concerned about it, but hey, I got hope for the best, but it ain't gonna be pretty. if it is 29th on a speed chart, you can, like I tweeted this earlier, like, you know, way you try to look around it, I mean, 29th, that's terrible, that's god awful. So and James, I put some of this on James Small. I mean, I know what he's doing, and hey, I'm not close to shot whatnot, but that, I mean, they ain't doing anything right over there right now. And All-Star race, they were fat. I mean, yeah, everybody had, some drivers had easier times to pass than others. And Truex couldn't pass with a damn. And also, wasn't even really in the game. He was in another ballpark somewhere. So I don't know there. Denny Hamlin, all the speed. He said he needs some more speed. Kyle Busch, who seemed to be the best of the Joe Gibbs cars, probably the best car right now. And Hamlin, he ain't won nothing yet. Yeah, with 10 to go in the regular season, that's probably more surprising with all that early success that has. So definitely Joe Gibbs Racing right now, folks, is behind the 8-ball right now. And I don't know. I mean, even with, maybe with, if they didn't have practice, that orange is being, maybe for deception, it's hard because if they didn't have practice, they'll be in deep, you know what, that's for sure. But man, I mean, that organization right now, they're gonna have to, I mean, yes, this is summer, and this thing can change. Now, we still got 10 to go in the regular season, we still got a playoff, so, I mean, this thing can change. But right now, it seems to be that Hendrick Motorsport, that steam train, keeps on rolling. It's rolling right through Nashville Speedway, so still a lot of racing left to be had. But right now, Drew Gibbs Racing, they're going to have to find the answer. Oh, boy. And they're going to have to find it real fast here. They're going to even compete up there with the Hendrick Motorsports guys.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
EG3 rolling along on this late night. It's now 11 p.m. After recording of this podcast, I'm still recording part one. This is going to be part one of two of the podcast here. And I can go, like I said, I can go on and on. But yeah, I'm going to limit myself on this one. But definitely next week, we'll recap it all. And then I'm most likely going to have a special guest here on the second episode. I definitely want desperately to get to work that out. So, but yep, getting ready for the Ally 400, obviously qualifying. The lineup has not been set. Obviously, that will be set when this episode appears on wherever you listen to your podcast. So definitely before the green flag, or even after the green flag, or even during the race, please download it. Tell your friends about the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So that's kind of the biggest. And then obviously the other one here, the other news here that wasn't made known on this podcast was Eddie DeHaan, the defending champion spotter for the 9 team. They're getting reinstated. Obviously, you heard him quite a bit if you watched the race today. Xfinity Series race today. You heard Eddie DeHaan, spotter who spots in the Xfinity Series for Allgaier there. He's back on top of the pit box there after an unfortunate off the track situation there. I'm not going to dive on into it. You guys probably should know. If you didn't, do not. I suppose you can look that up on Google Eddie DeHaan, and yeah, that should come up there. I'm not even going to get into that there. But I'm glad that all that situation worked out there. So Eddie D back on the spotter stand there. That's huge for Chase Elliott's squad. I do want to get to touch on the schedule here. Well, obviously, I do want to look at the bubble for the Cup Series real quick here. As I'm running, beginning to run short on time. But yeah, the bubble, we're coming in these 10 races, obviously. I don't have Yeah, I don't have the bubble up here, but I could probably tell you that obviously McDowell, who is actually 16th there, pay attention now, because Bet McDowell, Front Row Motorsports, your Daytona 500 champ, 16th. Bell is 15th in the regular standings right now. So that's what we're looking at right now. Chris Buescher, Reddick, and Dylan have the final three spots. Who would have thought Chris Buescher would be fighting for a playoff spot? But he's been competitive all year long. So keep an eye on that right there. McDowell is out. That changed some things around. That's for sure. But Matty D, Kurt Busch. Or I talked about Matty D earlier. Kurt Busch, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Ross Chastain, Bubba Wallace. All those guys right now going to need something to happen. And going to have to have something real fast. As I'm going to try to pull up my schedule here. And run down the last 10 here real quick. That's going to be kind of to put a wrap on the episode here for me for right now. But yeah, absolutely. And then you got the doubleheader next week at the Pocono Mountains. Saturday and Sunday. We'll see. I'm still waiting on it. There we go. So, Cup Series here. Taking a little bit of time here. Yeah, so we got tomorrow's race, the Ally 400 there. A lot of unknowns. And I think the NBC broadcasters were a little too fast in the gun here about everybody's going to be on the high side. Well, I think the Xfinity Series painted the picture a little bit, folks, that I think you're going to have to call that rolls real good in the center and get to that bottom pass it, because everybody's going to try to get there. I mean, I thought that too, but hey, it might be a little different tomorrow. I don't know. But we will find out in the course of 400 miles, and definitely that track is going to change. But yeah, I think the winner of this race, obviously you're going to have speed, but obviously you're going to have a car that has to adjust. Austin Sr. didn't do that. Lit all them laps, one stage one, right? And then didn't he really hear from him again, and then he barely got caught up in that wreck there. Just by a hair, gets clipped there by, I believe, by, oh my goodness, I want to say Hemric, but I'm probably going to be wrong on that. It's late, it's almost midnight. Austin Cedric struggled with the handling of his race car, couldn't do it, right? So, we'll find out, and that's the concern I have for those jockeys racing cars. 3/4 of those cars don't have speed, and so Kyle Busch just won. That's probably a huge advantage there. So with all those extra track time, he could be somebody you're gonna have to deal with in this race as well. I did mention obviously Nashville. If you want to go back a couple years ago, the race to the chase. That's what I'm gonna call it right here. The race to the playoffs here. Nashville's obviously a few moments away. Pocono Saturday and Sunday. That's going to be another fun one, and I expect a big time crowd out there in the Pocono Mountains next Saturday and Sunday. And then I mentioned Road America early on in this podcast, y'all. Road America makes its debut July 4th. That's a road course there. The return to Atlanta there the following week. That is race number 4, and then you have the New Hampshire racetrack up there, race number 5. And then you have your two-week break right there between that and Watkins Glen right there. So you're pretty much after New Hampshire, folks. We're going right to it, baby. 5 straight weeks of racing. And then we get our two-week break there with the Olympics. I'm excited to watch the Olympics, like I've said multiple times in the podcast there. And then you're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, folks, with 5 races to go. We pick it back up August 8th. Return of NASCAR, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We're not talking about the traditional track, y'all. Race 6, we're talking about the road course, which the Xfinity Series raced on, made its debut on last year, put on a hell of a show last year there. Make sure to watch that, obviously. And then race. Oh, I forgot. I totally skipped over Walker Slinn the 8th, the 15th, August 15th, Indy Road Course, 22nd, Michigan. High speeds. Yeah, high speeds and everything else. That's going to set up the thriller that we witnessed last year. Walk-off win by William Byron to get in. It might be one of those situations again this year. The season, or regular season finale, ends at Daytona, where, yeah, you could put a car in the hat, driver to win that, and a better chance somebody outside the top winners could steal a spot and get in and upset somebody else. And that could possibly happen. That could definitely possibly happen with the drivers that we have. Obviously, RCR's got their stuff together this year. We'll see where Matty D is at that time. Kurt Busch, mentioned him. Chris Buescher right there to try to get a playoff spot. And he was in the playoffs a couple years ago, but with the front row organization that was not that much competitive compared to where they are right now, with a different driver who won the Daytona 500 this year. But yeah, Nashville at the Xfinity Series and truck races kind of painted the picture a little bit. I think the Xfinity Series a little bit more because the fact that they're going to be racing right around that same time frame. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what happens there. But yeah, all eyes are going to be on that. And yeah, nothing's changed. Those Motorsports cars have been lights out. This is no doubt about it. And Kyle Larson looking to keep on winning. I mean, he won more sprint car races this week, and he just keep on chucking along, man. He can't be stopped right now unless one of his 100 teammates stay in the way of that. And that's high competition over there. And oh, but I haven't said a word as I come in a part one of this podcast tonight. Kyle Larson, oh, by the way, yeah, he won the All-Star race, by the way, over Brad Keselowski. That's a heck of a finish there. And I was up and down with this format and how confusing. I mean, it was definitely confusing to those that are not familiar with it, but I was actually okay. I'll be honest. I was okay with the format a little bit. It was pretty much, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Texas is not all that coming excited, but damn, what a finish there between the 5 and the 2 car. I thought Keselowski had him there. He did not pull close. He did not slam a door on him soon enough there, coming off of 2, which kept Larson in the game, and then eventually Larson regained the lead there, and it was all good from there. William Byron had an opportunity to steal all those cars, probably for the, yeah, all those cars, I think, won a round, and I'm not mistaken there. So Rick Hendrick, Chad Knaus, they got it going on right now, and they're going to be tough to be beat. I mean, like I said, I think Joe Gibbs is behind right now. That's just the way it is right now. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the proof's in the pudding right now. And people thought I was kidding. 29th place. I mean, y'all can't sugarcoat that. That's just awful. That's a single car team position right there, or a two car team right there. That with a team like 3 wins, I meant, even tweeted out in the All Star race, you gotta be competitive, at least competitive. I mean, people were making fun of them. Hey, I'm not gonna blame them. I mean, they should. I mean, that's kind of embarrassing. You're a 3-win team, and you can't seem. I'm still not over that. You can't be competitive in an All-Star race. Not even being a competitive for a top 10 spot. You're way back in the back, fighting for dead last or second to last or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe shout out again to a good buddy of the Truex Nation group there, Jody B, who's actually on vacation right now. Shout out to you, my friend, for pointing it out last week that team, or the driver and crew chief, or pretty much the whole team, just need to sit together and figure out what the hell is going on, because that just ain't right. And Jeff Burton pointed it out on the podcast earlier this week, and he did it again on I think it was during practice too. He said the same damn thing. So obviously Jeff Burton is catching his attention because he can't seem to take his eyes off of it. And for good reason. So I mean, Martin's body language, voice tells the picture for me that, you know, they're off, and they better find it. They have 10 races, 12 weeks to find the sweet spot or something. They're gonna be in some serious trouble. We can't be running like that. Bell, he was in the back somewhere in there. So I mean, right now, Denny Hamlin's void, they weren't confident at all. So that's saying something right there. So yeah, Hendrick Motorsport, they got all the speed right now. And there's already the typical folks that are not, if you're not a Hendrick Motorsports fan or a Kyle Larson fan, people are discrediting that. They're tired of seeing Kyle Larson up front and dominating these damn races. Well, you got to do something about it. I mean, it's we've seen this cycle too many times, whether it's 2021, last year, 2019, 2018, whatever. This thing goes in cycles right now. They have all the cards right now. And they can play with a Joker. They can play a Queen. They can play a King and win the damn thing everything they can. So, I mean, if anything, if Kyle Larson does get beat, it could be by William Byron or Chase Elliott or Alex Bowman or a teammate. If anything, they're going to get beat, it's by a few strategy game, which we ain't seen that. We ain't seen a race like that yet this year, I don't think. I don't even believe we've seen a few strategy race played out yet. So that's the only time that his head cars could be beat is by strategy or a few mileage game. And we have not seen a few strategy race in quite some time. So I'm just throwing that out there late at night after 11 o'clock here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. So in there, Keselowski, who won the Xfinity Series here, struggled in practice. So, and there are all the rumors on him is setting on he's going to be part-time owner and driver next year for Roush. So, that's why I'm reading it. That's why I've been reading on catching these Twitter posts and whatnot. That's why I'm reading right now, folks. So, I'm just reading what I've been looking at. I mean, you can find out for yourself, folks, if you want. So, man, it's just so much to talk about. Obviously, the Priest upset win there. I did not see that coming. I went back and watched a couple laps. Or actually, not a couple laps. The last laps of that race there. I definitely did not see that coming. And David Gillen racing there, stealing a win there. That's huge. That's huge right there. Priest upset winner in the Capable Truck Series. And then earlier this afternoon, Kyle Busch hold off multiple attacks from Justin Allgaier to win that race there. So Allgaier having the best car probably two times in a row when Kyle Busch was in the field, comes up empty-handed. That could cost him right there, but he's still in good position. Kyle Busch was not in the races, probably say Justin Allgaier would win the race, because definitely Justin Allgaier, Junior Motorsports, had them cars rolling in the middle of the center corner, passing low. I mean, I think that's what's going to get it done. I mean, you can have your car, adjust your car right, keep up with the racetrack, and everybody, and Steve Letarte, Jeff Burton said, you want to set your car up on the high side because it's going to be tough to pass. You want to move a car, and I think the passengers on the high side. I think the Xfinity Series cars, they have a different brand of car, but I think they set a little bit of standard there. I think you're going to have to half speed in the middle center corner and get around them. That is plain and simple, because you saw how hard it is packed. We saw multiple battles. Kudos to the racetrack for seeing. We saw multiple battles in that race there. And yeah, if your car ain't right there, you're going to be battling just like that. But if your car's singing in fine tune right there, whoo, you're going to be moving low to center groove right now, and that's why I see them Hendrick cars rolling right now. So you're going to hear it from all the other podcasts. You're going to hear it from this one. You're going to hear it from everyone else until an organization or somebody else steps up to the fold, to the bat, and take on these Hendrick cars head on. Brad Keselowski was doing it there. He couldn't close the door last weekend there. So whose turn is it this time around? find out Ally 400 NBCSN has the... Yeah, they do. They have the green flag there. They're obviously kicking off their coverage today. So, it'll be fun. We'll see what happens. Father's Day, it's on. Ally 400 going down. Again, folks, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, including yours truly. Continue to enjoy the weekend and anxious to see what card unfolds in Nashville Speedway tomorrow afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave it right there. This is another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. EG3 comes to a close for right now. I'll be back earlier next week. I don't know when part 2 will come out, but this is going to be part 1, obviously, because I can go on and on, but it's getting late, and I need to wind down after a wild game 7. I need to start winding down and eventually going to bed. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of my night. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. Early congratulations to Ryan Preece and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch is going to try to get that double tomorrow. And I think I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. Kyle Busch is probably most likely the number one guy right now for JGR right now. Even though Denny Hamlin had a lot of speed earlier. Mark Trish Jr. had 3 wins. Kyle Busch seems to be gaining a lot of momentum here as we enter in the summer months. And yes, the action's heating up here in the MHK, and definitely the action's heating up here as the NASCAR portion switches to NBC. Again, you follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And one more time, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Y'all know what to do on that front end right there. So a lot going on for the podcast here in the upcoming weeks here on my show. I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see what happens, unfolds in the Ally 400. Who will take the Guitar Cup debut in Nashville, folks? We'll see what happens. I will talk to you next time on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3-Wide.